Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of all of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is All Saints' Day, and anytime we think of saints, we think of dead people. We don't really think of people who are alive. Now, in my last church, there were some people I would call saints, and I would actually introduce them as saints. And someone once pulled me aside and said, "Why do you call that person a saint and that person a saint?" And I said, "It has to do with the level of difficulty of their spouse." The person thought about it and said, "Oh, you're right." Now, unfortunately, my husband heard this, and he started to call himself Saint Bob. When I preached this at the 8 o'clock service, someone came afterwards and said, "I agree with Saint Bob." We think about the saints today, and I want to talk about a few of the saints who have passed before us, a few of the saints from our church. I wish I could name all of them, but that would be a long list, so I would like to call out a few saints. The first saint I'd like to talk about is Saint Peter Thiel. I didn't know Pete that well. I would have little conversations with him when he would drop his wife Jody off for some errand, and Pete would long-sufferingly sit in the car waiting for her. He was such a gentleman. He was so sweet. And after he died, the funeral director said to me, "You'd better get a lot of extra chairs because this place will be packed out." And so I did. I figured he knew what he was talking about, and sure enough, the place was filled. And what I found out about St. Pete was that for many years of his life, he helped people gain sobriety. And there were people after that service that said to me, "If it wasn't for Pete, I would not be alive today. He saved my life." Pete Thiel wasn't a saint because he died and went to heaven and God made him a saint. Pete Thiel was a saint here on earth as he rescued people from terrible addictions. Then there was Saint Betty Staver. Betty was a city girl, and many years ago she fell in love with a country boy, Marvin, and came up here and helped him with the farm. She told me some hilarious stories of how she had to deal with farm life. And as a city person, I could well understand her horror first time she had to pick feathers off a chicken or some other awful thing she had to do. But she acclimated to life with grace and with humor. She became known for her hospitality, for the table she set. And even after she came to that age where she could no longer set the table, she made sure that people received her grace by the cards that she wrote and the letters that she would send. And people told me when they received a card from her, it touched them to their core. When she was 90, we did a card shower, and she was so surprised that there were over 90 cards there from people who were so grateful for her ministry. When she died this year, she had not wanted any kind of funeral because she would not have been able to deal with all the fuss. So she wanted something very quiet. But Betty Staver was a saint. She wasn't a saint because she died and went to heaven. She was a saint here on earth, lifting people's spirits up, providing a hospitality that was rivaled by no one. Then there was Saint Darrell Jacobson. Darrell was a very sweet and quiet man, and he had earned a silly nickname. I didn't understand it. People called him Wild Bill. Now, Darrell Jacobson was anything but wild. He was very mild-mannered and calm. And when I asked him, "Darrell, how come people call you Wild Bill?" he wouldn't answer because he was mortified. Darrell, at first, was a milkman. And after that became passé and no one got their milk from milkmen anymore, he decided to purchase the drive-in theater and provide that wonderful excursion, a kind of a taste of yesteryear. Because he had the theater, he was an employer. And the young people that he employed just adored him. For some, it was their first job. And he taught them not only the value of hard work, but he taught them grace and kindness. Those young people started out their working years with a wonderful role model in Darrell Jacobson. Darrell Jacobson wasn't a saint because he went to heaven and God conferred that on him. He was a saint because what he did on earth for the young people in this community. Then there was Saint Sue Sherman. Now, Sue was the type of person, if you met her, the minute you'd meet her, you'd call her Saint Sue because she was just delightful and sweet and kind. And there's one story that very few of you know about Sue. I had to go to out-of-town meetings. And the first time I went to this out-of-town meeting, it was a day-long thing. And the snacks that were provided were awful. They were these sugary things, and none of us who were sitting around were young people who needed all that sugar. And so I thought for my own sanity and health, the next time I'd have this meeting, I volunteered to give the snacks. Now, the only problem with that is that I have no skill in the kitchen. So I turned to Saint Sue and I said, Sue, could you help me out? Could you tell me what would be healthy snacks to give? Well, Sue not only told me what would be healthy, she provided all these wonderful goodies to me so I could bring to that meeting. After the meeting, a husband and one of the people there said to me, you know, when I asked my wife about the meeting, all she could tell me was what she ate all day. Sue Sherman, through her giving and through her hospitality, was a saint. She wasn't a saint because she went to heaven. She was a saint here on earth. Then there was Saint Bob Ekberg. Now, if I had ever dared to call Bob Ekberg Saint Bob while he was here on earth, he would have had some very colorful things to say to me, none of which I would have been able to repeat to you today. Bob was a rough, gruff guy. And any time I'd see him, he usually had a tool in his hands. He was outside pruning a tree or painting or doing something. And I'd say, Bob, why are you here? Karen told me something needed to be done, and I'll just have to do it. He adored his wife. He adored his kids. He would give you the shirt off his back. When he was younger, he went to Honduras and helped with a mission there. He was known as an expert drywaller. Anytime somebody needs something, Bob was there. Bob might not have called himself a saint, but Bob was a saint of God. Then there was Saint Jane Olson. Now, one thing I found out very early about Jane Olson was, if she had her mind made up about some issue, and I was on the other side of that issue, I had to learn to drop it really quickly. Because Jane was like a dog with a bone. And if she believed in it today, she would believe in it tomorrow, she'd believe in it next week or next year or ad infinitum. You did not dissuade her. So I learned quickly that I just kept quiet. But Jane had a soft spot for children, young and old. And if I said, Jane, I need something for the kids, she had an instant response. She loved children. She appreciated the gifts that kids would bring. There are children in this community that owe their educational acumen to Jane because she believed in every kid. And if there was a child that the school had given up on, Jane wouldn't give up on them. She would teach them in her home. She also had a habit, if she saw some young person walking the streets looking lost, she'd take them in. I don't think I ever went to Jane's house that there wasn't some young person staying overnight, either for a day or a week or sometimes years. That was Saint Jane. Jane was not a saint because she died and went to heaven. Jane was a saint here on earth because she helped folks. Paul says about the saints that we are to live for the praise of Christ's glory. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean we're to stand up with halos on our heads, praying all the time? No, it doesn't mean that. It means we're to love Jesus passionately and love his people as passionately. And that's what these folks did. They loved God and people passionately. Now, we might not be able to have the words to bring someone out of addiction. We might not be as hospitable as Betty Staver. We might not be able to be an employer like Daryl Jacobson. We might not have the gifts that Sue Sherman had. We might not be able to use our hands like Bob Ekberg or to bless children like Jane Olson did. But we all have been called to be saints of God here on this earth. And we have a job to do. He has called us to be children of the heavenly King and ambassadors for his glory. And his glory is to make a difference in people's lives. So saints today, when you wake up tomorrow morning, how are you going to be agents of the heavenly King? We are all called to be his saints. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful for the saints of old. We're grateful for the people who have blessed this church and blessed this community. And Lord, as we say these names and we think about these wonderful people who we miss so terribly, we ask that you would help us to be your saints, to bless the people around us, to give to them your grace and your peace, to be your hands and feet. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.